This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. Lorena Fairbairn has just had her first installation of the year showcased at a new event called Lamplight Year One. Lorena is a young, up-and-coming local artist that just finished her fine arts degree, and her art installations will be showcased not only at Pachina Bay for the second year in a row, but for the first time at Base Coast. I caught up with this local artist to find out where she gets her inspiration and how Cortez Island feeds her creative capacity. Where are you from, Lorena?
I grew up on Denman Island, which I definitely give a lot of credit to my creativity, because living on islands and stuff, you definitely have to, or I feel like it's really good to have hobbies, and art has always been something that I'm really passionate about. I started doing it when I was quite young in elementary school on Denman. They had, I don't know if they still do it, but they had a program called Art for Others, where artists would come in and work with the elementary school kids if they wanted to. I think it was like maybe outside of school. And what we would do is get different projects and do the projects. And then the pieces that we made would get scanned and turned into cards. And then those cards would get sold at the Christmas craft fair. And all the money that we made would go to, I think, something to do with helping like African villagers build wells, or helping them get like food resources, like goats and stuff like that. So that was like my first, what first got me into it. And I've always loved it. And then, yeah, it was just something that I liked to do to help pass the time and not be lonely. It's always brought me a lot of joy and been something that I really love. Denman is full of artists as well. I find that there are a ton of artists on all the islands. So I think they're a very inspiring place for people to channel their energy in that way.
Sweet. So tell me where you are in your current artist career and journey.
I just finished getting my fine arts diploma in the fine arts program at North Island College. So it's a 2-year program that I took 3 years to do because I was living on Quadra when I first started, and then I moved to Cortez for the past 2 years. So I had to break it up a bit, A, so I wasn't losing my mind with how much work they give you, but B, so that I could continue to live in places that I really loved. So that was extremely fun and inspiring. It really pushed me in so many ways to expand as an artist. And now that I'm done that, I'd like to try and just focus on building up my portfolio again. When it comes to getting like art grants and funding from the government, you have to have done some solo shows to get a certain amount of credentials to be able to like be taken seriously and get proper funding. So that's what I want to work on for the next bit. But in the meantime, I'm doing some installation art for different festivals this summer, which has been really exciting. And my first event was this weekend, and it was a really great success. That's very exciting as well.
Yeah. Please tell me about Lamplight Year One and how you got involved with that, and a bit about the installation that you did there this weekend.
Yeah, for sure. Lamplight, it was the first time this festival has happened, and it was in Lake Cowichan at the Lake Town Ranch, and it was a really beautifully curated event that was put on by Lamplight, which is like a crew of people that are like, I think quite a few of them, I'm not totally sure, but I think quite a few of them are like electricians or something. What they do is they reprogram lamps. They get all these gorgeous like antique lamps, and they actually taught a workshop at the this weekend that I'm really bummed that I missed, where they taught people how to do this, but they rewire the lamps so that they have portable lights and color changing light bulbs in them. At all of their events, there are lamps everywhere, and the people that own the lamps will like pick them up and move them all over the place. So it's very interactive. And you saw people all weekend dancing with them on the dance floor. And it, yeah, they're just stunning, like just the prettiest lamps you could imagine, with lots of like tassels and like engravings on them. And just, yeah, super, super cool. So I've been to one of their events before in the wintertime, and it was honestly the best event that I've ever been to in the Comox Valley. I was just totally blown away by the level of love and details that they put into it. Another person or another crew that they collaborate with is Renegade Sound Collective, who is, it's like a really rad crew of people who build their own speakers. So that their sound quality is insane. It's really impressive, and the speakers are just so beautiful. And it's a really incredible crowd of people, made for a super great time, that's for sure. The installation that I did is, it's like a build off of what I did last summer for Pacina Bay Music Festival, which was the first year that it happened on the West Coast there in Pacina Bay Campground. And I was in charge of the deco for that event. So me and my friends made a whole bunch of decorations to bring. And one of my favorite things that we had came up with were lampshades that were upcycled into jellyfish. They're all made out of recycled materials, lots of like lace and doilies and things that I get from free stores or thrift shops that are beautiful things that aren't really appreciated by people because they're in a thrift shop. Someone got rid of them for whatever reason. So I like to like give them new life and turn them into something more than what they were before. So I made 25 lampshades, and my friend who I was collaborating with made a bunch more. And we put like little battery powered fairy lights inside all of them. So each jellyfish has its own light. And then I also had two floodlights that are color changing, that I put one on each side so that the color was coming from two different directions. And as the lamps, the floodlights shifted between the two different colors, it combined in the middle and made it more exciting that way. And it was pretty cool because it just so happened, like, we weren't really sure what our floor plan was for this year. And it just so happened that the spot that we decided to put the lamps or like the jellyfish up in, they had a bunch of hammocks that someone else had done for their installation. So people could lie underneath it and watch the jellyfish blow in the wind, which was super cool because at first I'd been quite worried about the length of the tentacles and if they would all get tangled together in ways that wouldn't be appealing. But it turned out that what happened is when the wind blew strong, the tentacles would get all stuck on the trees and the things around them. And it became a lot more like how jellyfish are in the wild, with like their tentacles streaming in different directions. And I was just so happy with how it turned out because I couldn't have positioned the tentacles better to make them look as realistic as they did. And the wind made it very interactive. So I was very pleased with how it all came together.
Fabulous. So you said that you sourced a lot of your materials from free stores. I assume that means you're including the Cortez free store in your resources.
Yes, absolutely. Unfortunately, the schedule for the free store didn't allow me to get as much stuff as I would have liked from the Cortez free store, but I did get quite a bit of my lace and string for the tentacles, as well as some doilies and some lampshades, all from the Cortez free store and also the Denman Island free store as well. Because whenever I go to Denman, I was trying to pick things up from there. Yeah, awesome resource. And now the schedule has changed. It's easier to access if you work Monday to Friday, which is excellent.
Awesome. And it sounded like you had some collaborators or some helpers with the show. Is there anyone that you just wanted to acknowledge that helped you put together this installation?
Yeah, definitely. My friend, Marna Rogoszewski, she helped me with building the jellyfish. She has an Instagram page called Zen Den Collection. She is an interior decorator, and she makes a lot of wall hanging pieces that use driftwood and string and crystals and all sorts of upcycled materials. And then my other collaborator is Josh Overdyke, and he is a friend of mine who is a mountain climber and a commercial diver. And he is the one that was our monkey who helped us hang everything and get everything up as high as possible. So that was really great. They both worked really hard, and I am very grateful for the help that and the love that they put into it.
It sounds like you have a couple more music festivals lined up for the summer?
Yes. These jellyfish, I actually didn't make them for Lamplight in general. I had made them, or I was getting ready to have them made for a Base Coast installation because I got accepted to do Base Coast, which is a really huge honor for me. Base Coast is an insanely curated festival as well. It's all run by women. And last year they had over 57 interactive art installations. And the first time I went to Base Coast was in 2017. And I was just completely blown away by the caliber of interactive, extremely diverse art that they had there. So I had applied over the winter and we got accepted. So that's going to be the first weekend in July. And then the weekend after that, I'll be doing Pacina Bay with the jellyfish as well. So they're gonna get around a bit and it's going to be great. Yeah.
Awesome. That's fantastic. They're just swimming all over the coast.
Yes.
Okay. Exactly. And you said that something else you're hoping to work towards is some solo shows. Are you planning or plotting or hoping to do solo shows on Cortez Island, perhaps at the Old School House Art Gallery or any of the other venues that sometimes do shows like the Co-op?
Yeah, that I wish I could do that. I don't know. This summer's going to be really busy for me, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull it off. I am going to have a couple prints and a drawing that is going to be for sale and available to view at Hollyhock. I just need to get some frames for them, and those will be up sometime in the next few weeks. I'm going to try and pull that off as soon as possible. I just have to get the right frames. I would love to do a show at the Old Schoolhouse, but I don't think I'm going to have time this summer just with everything I have going on, and I'm working full time again, which is great, but also it's really hard when your creative energies are being pulled in multiple places at once. Work, like I plan on after the summer going down to working only a couple days a week, because it takes a lot away from your creativity when your energy is having to be put in different places and you only have a few hours of free time in the evenings. So I look forward to that.
Just to clarify for the community and the audience, when artists are talking about their jobs and their work, they're not necessarily talking about their art, but this is the work that we do to make money.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I do landscaping, which I love so much. It's so rewarding on so many levels, but it's physically demanding. So that energetically makes it more difficult to do art outside of weekday work days. But it is like landscaping is an art form as well. And it's just like collaborative art with plants. So I'm not complaining. I love my job. It is definitely a thing that affects my ability to have energy for my passion, my other passions.
It sounds like a really exciting time for you. And clearly you're at a very pinnacle point in your journey. It's very exciting.
Yeah, it's so exciting. I can't wait for sure. Nice. Even though it's nice to have some recharge time in between, because yeah, traveling and festivals and all that, it definitely takes a lot of energy. So I'm glad that I had Lamplit on the weekend so that I could, that was my deadline to get everything done. And now I can just focus on other things. So I'm excited to just do my own stuff for myself for a while in terms of my art. So it's exciting.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.